Game Sports Show, powered by Jim, would love to give a belly rub to Northern Critters in Need. Northern Critters in Need is an animal foster and adoption agency located in Ignace, Ontario, with connecting stations within Thunder Bay and Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. NCIN can be found on Facebook and Instagram at Northern Critters in Need, with a mission to rescue lost, abandoned, and abused and unwanted pets. With an aim to find forever homes for these animals, doesn't matter where you're located. If you're looking to bring a new fur baby into your life, NCIN. The reach of our rescue goes far beyond our township.
Booyah, and it's time for the Game Sports Show, Sports Center Bar and Grill Edition in the pocket. It's your host, David McKeag, and you're listening to the Game Sports Show through thegamesportsshow.com or through the many media or social media platforms such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Podbean, Podtail podcast platforms, or Facebook and Instagram, which is at The Game Sports Show, all of which powered by Gem, the game, entertainment, and media. And as we are here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill for our In the Pocket segment, as I said right off the hop, we are here enjoying the 75-cent Wing Nights. And they are absolutely delicious wings. But they got more food other than wings as well. They got pizza and many great options on the menu, including some great cold beverages available as well. And as I say we, that's because, yes, you got me, David McKeag, but I also have my trusty co-host here in the Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario side on the In the Pocket segment, of course, Jamie Antonello, Justin Heichel. Justin, going to you first, my friend. How are you?
Oh, it's a good week, Dave. Coming off a Colts win this weekend, so I'm happy. Good Wednesday to be here at Sports Center.
Oh, it's definitely, it's still lively despite what's going on in the world. And if you haven't heard, COVID, that is a thing that's going on. It's still lively here at Sports Center. Everyone's following the social distancing and obviously all the respective space of others and wearing masks, obviously. So inside here at Sports Center, it's still a great environment to be a part of. And outside of beer, they have great Moscow mules as well. I know that's not something that we promote on this show as much, but it's something I've been saying the last couple of weeks, and I know I got to give credit to Justin Heichel for kind of introducing this on the menu to me so I can enjoy these while we are recording. So, Justin, I got to thank you for that.
Hey, no problem, Dave. It's better than watching you drink those neutrals.
Hey, those neutrals are good.
Oh, anything's better than that.
And that other beautiful voice that you hear on the other end, another original member of the Games Board Show, Jamie Antonello. Jamie, my friend, how are you?
Doing solid. Happy to be back after a few weeks. Had a couple crazy Wednesday nights the past little bit. But, happy to be back. I'm hungry, so let's hurry up and record so I can eat wings.
Love that. Now, you know what? One thing I'll say, and we'll say it here first, is that obviously you were absent the last couple weeks, and the community of Sault Ste. Marie was shocked through a tragic accident through Matt Wheaton. And it's definitely been a tough couple weeks for you, Jamie. And I want to give you a second to give a shout out to him, as I know that you coached him in particular.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week, and I think everybody's hearts in the football community have gone out to the Wheaton family and the Aruda family. Matthew's mom, Isabel, her brother Carlo, and dad Mike, and I coach both the older brothers Jeremy and Cody, and Matt's younger brother Aaron. I mean, it's hard to come up with words, and we were able to visit the family, and it's just so sudden, and he was so close to home, so. Just a senseless accident, you feel, but he'll be remembered. And I know Matt was, I loved coaching Matt. He was hilarious. One of those guys, those wacky offensive lineman kids. My favorite kind of guys. I spent a lot of time coaching him. But I mean, our hearts all go out for everybody, and especially Isabel and Mike. I think they put so much time into Sabercats, and they're our parent reps, and Isabel feels like my mom too when I'm at the field. It's heartbreaking, and I'll miss him. I know a lot of other people will. I know his St. Mary's family will as well, as far as football goes. But he'll be remembered, and I think it just kind of makes everybody appreciate what they have moving forward. And I know I'm waiting for us to get back to football, and we have some stuff in the works to help immortalize Matt a little bit. We're retiring his number, retiring his jersey. So Moving forward, 57 will no longer be a number that anybody in the Sabercats organization wear. And yeah, I just I don't want to keep rambling here, but rest in peace, Matt. Miss you, buddy. And everybody's hearts go out to your family.
Definitely. Now, Jamie, obviously with our In the Pocket segment, we cover the both side of local football and obviously the national football. And here in Sault Ste. Marie, obviously local football has been kind of halted, of course, because of this pandemic that is going on. And I know this tragic accident has, it's been a couple weeks now since it all has occurred, but this is your first show back since then. I wanted to give you the floor. With that, just to kind of give a shout out, as I know a lot of his friends as well do follow the show here on the local side of the Game Sports Show and Gem. So definitely well said, my friend. And going to get started now, fellas, with our In the Pocket segment. And if everyone remembers from what I said back now a couple months ago, was that our different format here with Gem and the Game Sports Show on the local side in particular with Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, the Sports Center Show will be an In the Pocket segment. An in-a-pocket show for the most part going forward, because football is a year-round thing, even in particular here in Canada and Sault Ste. Marie. I know a lot of individuals in the United States are like, oh, wow, football is that big in Canada? Yes, it is. It may not be as big as it is in the United States as you want to compare that to Canada, but with our in-the-pocket segment, we do not have much local news to jump into, of course, given what's going on. So we have two parts here on the show. We're going to get some news back and forth where each of us is going to bring a topic forward that we want to discuss in this first part, and then after the break, we're going to get into our pick'em before we wrap up the show. Our In the Pocket segment's a little bit shorter than what we're used to, but we still make it work and have a great time doing it. And as I mentioned, we're here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill, kind of a different seating location here, so hopefully everyone is able to hear us clearly and is very excited to hear this In the Pocket segment. Now, I'm going to go forward and start the first topic of In the Pocket, okay? And I'm going to go the trade deadline route. Now, obviously, okay, this is something that's been discussed on a lot of our platforms, and including where one of our broadcasting partners, ESPN, has obviously given a lot of dissection of the NFL trade deadline. And there were some draft picks dealt, there were some players moved. And if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, which everybody knows that I am, they were big winners in the trade deadline, in my opinion, getting Avery Williamson from the Jets. You know, he goes from a team that's 0-8 to a team that's 7-0, okay? And I think that's a big move for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they have a very strong team offensively, defensively. Big Ben's clicking, Mapletron's clicking, Juju's clicking. When Juju's not clicking, Mapletron is, vice versa. Washington's clicking in nicely. Everyone's buying in really nicely in Pittsburgh, which, if you're a fan, it's certainly great to see. And if you're Avery Williamson, Justin, you must be in a very happy place from leaving an 0-8 team, a garbage dump of a team this year, no offense to the Jets, but then you jump to a top team like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, anywhere is better than the Jets. I mean, I think we can all agree with that. That's for sure. Yep. But no, definitely going to a team like the Steelers. Your year completely changes around. I mean, if that doesn't light a fire under your ass, and I honestly don't know what will. I mean, just to touch on the trade deadline a little bit. I mean, otherwise it was pretty quiet. Yeah. A lot of defensive players getting moved around. There was a lot of talk that Will Fuller might have gotten moved to the Packers, but I don't think a deal could have got or was obviously wasn't worked out there. But defense, that's pretty well all it was. Defensive ends, linebackers, they were hot. Other than that, it was kind of uneventful. I was kind of hoping the Colts might go after a receiver, but I don't really know. My big prediction last week was J.J. Watt. You know, hopefully we'll see J.J. Watt get moved somewhere, but, I mean, nothing. And he was a defensive end, so I don't know.
Jamie, what do you think about the trade deadline?
Yeah, it honestly was uneventful, like Justin said. I mean, not much happened. Didn't really. I was kind of waiting for. I think we all wait. Any trade deadline, regardless of the sport, I think you wait for that like moment where something crazy big happens and you see it all over social media or your buddies are texting you like, "Did you see what happened?" And none of that really happened. a couple moves, like you said. And I mean, yeah, going from Williamson there, going from winless to undefeated team is definitely going to be a swap, and he's probably over the moon there. But I think, not a lot happened. I mean, let's keep moving on. Let's hope that more guys don't come down with COVID, because like there's a lot of teams that are in trouble this week as far as COVID goes. There's I think 7 or 8 teams that have positive tests right now, and are going to have multiple players missing. So, yeah, I think that's more of a thing than guys on the move trade wise.
Definitely. Now we'll jump into your topic now, Jamie, that you want to bring up on our roundtable discussion here through the pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say the thing I wanted to talk about only because it was one of the games that is still kind of in my head is the Dallas-Philly game from last week is, do we think that the Cowboys are going to win another game this year?
Justin, I'll go to you first.
Well, I think what I was reading in the old Reddit wormhole today was that I think they might be going to Cooper Rush again this week. Or
yep.
Yeah, I guess this week against the Steelers. Great.
Yeah, I don't know,
what a slobber knocker that should be. And because the Cowboys are playing, it's probably like, what is it, the Sunday nighter, or is it on at 4:30? Like, it's probably
It's not the Sunday nighter, because that's Bucks Saints. I know that, but I don't know what else.
The midday. It's the 4:25 kickoff.
Oh yeah, great. It's excellent that that's on at 4:25. That's definitely what I want to watch while I'm eating supper. Exactly. Not the Colts playing the Ravens. No, God forbid that get put on TV. But never mind. Back onto the Cowboys here, but it's a shit show in Dallas.
Oh my God!
Like I honestly you can't turn away when you watch the game. That's the issue. Like you're, I'll watch 5 minutes of this, and then it's halftime, and you're sitting on the couch going, "What the fuck am I doing here?"
it's
you could literally do anything else.
I've been through, and like I kind of feel for Mike McCarthy a little bit. Like I remember my first summer coaching junior varsity summer ball, and just injury after injury after injury, ran through 3 different quarterbacks. I think I had converted linebackers playing running back by the end of the season. Like, I've been there. It sucks. It's a disaster. But, like, it's – I got to believe, like, it's not like – when Dak was healthy and, like, the O-line was kind of pieced together, like, it was still not good. And, like, they were still on pace to win, like, 4 or 5 games. And now they're just – I think they may win – they're going to win a few more games just because of how, like, much hot garbage exists in that division. Like, I saw a projection where there's – where if the – like, within the remaining schedule of the NFC East, if they all split their games against each other and lose every other game against – the entire league, like out of division, the Eagles will win the division at 4-11-1.
Oh Christ!
And host a playoff game.
Like I'm telling you for free, the every team in that division is going to finish the season with a tie in their records. That's how this is going to go. 100%. And just to fuck everything up.
Oh like, man.
Well, you look at Mike McCarthy though, like you see him on the sidelines, and it honestly looks like the guy's just watched a tornado rip his house in half.
like he's had his dog die, and his other dog die, and then his cat died, and then he has to coach a football game. That's how he looks every day.
And, like, I feel awful for him. I mean, like, he's a pretty good coach. Like,
he had that year off or whatever, and spent it with a bunch of his guys on staff. Like, they were basically coaching but not coaching. Like, they just hung out at his house, like, 5 days a week, and kind of went through so that they didn't get stagnant what they were doing. He brought in some other good assistants. And I mean, like
they played fantasy football and drank beer. Let's be honest.
But I mean, it's more than what I do in the off season. So I'll give him that.
Hey,
but
don't discount what you do.
I mean, I guess not. I drink a lot of beer, but crush some Sports Center wings and maybe draw up a play on a napkin. But it's. Yeah, I just it's such a dumpster fire. Like I think like you guys remember when Seattle hosted the game at 7-9. I mean, that was, I mean, the Marshawn Lynch, like, beast mode run was that game. But, like, there's a real possibility that a 6-10 team or a 6-9-1 team is going to host a playoff game.
Hey, I was saying this last week, Jamie, and Justin, you correct me if I'm wrong. It was me, you, and EJ last week, of course. I know that. But I remember saying the quote that I understand why it's this way. I get why football is that way. But I really hate how it's that way, how a team can win a division under 500 and still make the playoffs. And I was saying how the NFL should consider changing that, but you can't. There's almost no way that you can change that rule unless you have that team that finishes under 500 in the division play a team that they think should have made it. If they have a rule in place for that team that should have made it, that's like 11-6 in another division or something, 11-6, or whatever the hell, 10-6 in another division, sorry. But you can't change that playoff rule. And the team that plays the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Washington Football Club, it's not going to be the Cowboys, but plays the most likely the Eagles, they're going to kick the living shit out of them.
Oh, 100%. Whoever plays that, they're going to get stomped. It's essentially a bye week. But you can't really take that out of the NFL. You can't take that out of football because, like, thinking like the Steelers division, for example, like every team, there was potential if everyone was healthy on every team in that division and the Bengals were a little bit better, every team in that division could finish 7-10, but every team in that division could be the, you know, the 1-4 in the rest of the NFL. Like, that's how good they are. But the other end of that coin is that the NFC East is a dumpster fire and the Sabercats could beat every single one of those teams.
I mean, I think we beat the Cowboys just because they have no offensive line, thank God.
All you have to do is take the Giants to the fourth quarter and they'll take care of it themselves.
That's fair.
Falcons, if you want, no, that's not the same division, obviously, but there's other teams in the NFL that are absolute shit this year, too, that the gap is quite large when you think about it in some divisions, and then we look at other divisions, they're not as wide. Like you mentioned, obviously, with the Steelers, right? They, with them having the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, and the AFC North, and you look at the South, Titans, Colts, Texans, and Jags. Texans and Jags are playing like absolute shit. But the Titans and Colts, 5-2, tough, right? And then you have the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. The Bills are running away with that. They're so happy that the Patriots are near the bottom of the standings. They must love seeing Tom Brady over with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But divisions, there's a lot of tough ones. And the one that might even be the toughest is the NFC West. Seahawks, Cards, and Rams, yeah. And the Niners, right? That's probably the division that's even more tougher than the North.
I think that's probably the toughest division right now. Just, I mean, even though, like, since he's coming off a big win and the AFC North is quality for sure, but I just think, like, top to bottom, those are better teams.
I agree, Mark. Justin, your topic.
I mean, if anyone else needs me to curse a team in their division, let me know, because I basically wished the 49ers out of contention this season.
You really did. And
like
I kind of piled on, so I feel bad too.
Like, every weekend you watch it, it's like, and the 49ers, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo's ankle exploded again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, oh, man.
George Kittle's out. Oh.
It's like, I just wanted the Cardinals to win, like, beat you out in the division. That was it. I didn't want this to happen.
Like, oh, shit. I said Beetlejuice the third time by accident. Crap.
I think there's a bet on the table that you're on the line for, Justin, if I remember correctly. Oh.
I don't know that anyone actually took me up on that. I was pretty excited for it.
Yeah,
I think EJ, like, didn't understand what you were saying that week and probably would have taken up the bet, except he was lost, like, so confused by what you were saying.
Because he definitely did not agree with what we were saying, and he had his own thought with it. And then when you said bet, he was already sick as just hollering at you disagree. So I think he missed it.
Hey, I'd personally like to shout out all the Minnesota Vikings fans for cheering on your team this weekend and screwing me over on my ProLine ticket. Man.
ProLine issues, Justin.
Well, that's going to be, it might as well be my topic every week. It's, Like that was, everyone knows when you like when you're building a ticket and you have that one toss in, you're like, oh, the Packers, there's no way they lose. There's no way they lose. And you're walking around the house like, oh, this is going to be perfect. I'm going to win, you know, $1,700 today. I'm going to be the champion of my neighborhood. And then your phone gives you a notification. It's like, ah, Dalvin Cook is active. Oh.
And he scored 80,000 fantasy points.
Well, and that was it. It was like the odometer on my fucking truck. Like, you, every time you looked at your phone, it's like, oh, Dalvin Cook, another 30 yards and a touchdown. That's 30 crazy. Yards and a touchdown. 78 yards and a touchdown. What the hell? What is going on?
Play some defense.
Yeah. Well, and then the Packers are going to play, what? They play the 49ers tomorrow night, and they're going to pound them.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to run them into the ground. That poor Nick Mullins or whatever is going to come out there all smiley and thinking he's going to do good, and he's going to get hammered. So the Packers are like this big scary evil monster outside of their division.
Honestly,
I don't know if that was my topic, was just ranting about the Packers, or.
Oh, you can get a topic. I'll let you bring a topic up. I'll let you have that as a rant. That's a good rant.
It was. I had to get that out. It's my own stupidity.
It's healthy, man. You got to get it out.
Well, I was a madman to begin with. I picked the Bengals to win.
Wow.
It was nonsensical.
You're extra pissed because that was a big payout.
Well, you know, you shoot high.
That's it, buddy.
Yeah, that's it.
Shoot or shoot.
But no, I guess I'll touch on the trade deadline a little bit more. I mean, given the amount of COVID nonsense going on in the league right now and how important defense has been, it's more important to have defensive depth than it is right now in the NFL than it is to have offensive depth, it appears.
I feel like teams need to have quarterback depth now. I think that's the biggest issue.
Some teams do and some teams don't.
Yeah.
The Lions need it.
The Dolphins have good depth. Tua played good.
Tua played pretty well. The defense played pretty spectacularly, I thought, for how bad that defense was last year. And they've kind of rebuilt themselves. Pretty good job in 365 days.
I would give the Dolphins, like, the defense probably one of the most improved units on the season to be, like, so far, midway through.
100%. They're playing solid. Although, while we're talking about the Dolphins, I don't know, did anybody else see the picture of Ryan Fitzpatrick at practice?
His shorts.
Oh, man, I love that guy so much.
And this ties into Justin's topic a little bit, too. Are you surprised he didn't get dealt? Because that's something I said last week, that veteran guy, if a quarterback goes down, if there's a top team in the league, like maybe if you look at, I'm just throwing names out here now without even really looking at rosters or depth, but Seahawks, Cardinals, maybe the Steelers behind Big Ben, you know, like, are you surprised maybe a team didn't jump in to take the Dolphins, or are the Dolphins keeping Fitz as their own security blanket? Jamie.
I mean, he's a great security blanket, 100%. And I think there's definitely some miscommunication in Miami, though. And because, like, I don't know if you guys already touched on this the last week or two, but, like, Fitzpatrick's, like, press conference after Tua was named the starter, and, like, he was, like, heartbroken, man. Like, that's like, I was, like, crying watching him. Like, that was legit upset. I love Fitzmagic, man. I think he's awesome. And for him to be that upset, like, I think there needed to be more conversations. Like, when Tua was drafted, they obviously, like, drafted him as high as he did for him to be the future. But I think, like, that, like, if they were planning on getting Tua in at some point this season, like, it's a business and all that stuff, but I think he was a little blindsided by it, like, because you don't get that emotional if you kind of have a little bit of an idea. And he was playing well, team was doing pretty good, the defense was well. He's a veteran guy. I don't think Tua would have heard it would have hurt Tua to sit this whole season. I mean, it's done wonders for a lot of, like, future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers comes to mind. Pat Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith for a whole season. I thought maybe they were going to let him ride out the year. I get the whole let's get Tua some reps thing and some quality and see, and then knowing like, hey, we're probably not making playoffs at this point, but yeah, I just feel for Fitz, man.
You know what, we did actually bring it up the last couple of weeks, Justin and I, and it's good. We didn't get your opinion on it, and we were talking back and forth actually the last couple of weeks about it. Last week was more so about the topic that we're discussing right now, the deadline, but before that, I think we actually opened the show a couple weeks ago saying, oh, there was some tears and broken hearts, and we were saying it with a pun because of Fitzpatrick, and it was a shock to the football world, essentially, to an extent, but I think Tua being a backup this year and kind of watching what Fitz was doing very successfully this year would have been an advantage for the Dolphins, but they wanted to get Tua some time, I guess, and I think if you trade Fitz, I feel like they could have got some value. I know the security blanket thing, I get it, protect Tua. There's probably more of the story that I don't know. Heck, if you want a security blanket for Tua this year, go sign Colin Kaepernick or something, okay? Like, the thing is, like, I feel like Fitz should have been traded. And if I, as a Steeler fan, I wouldn't have minded him being the backup to Big Ben. I feel like that atmosphere, if he would have went to Pittsburgh, just somehow.
Wait, you don't like Mason Rudolph?
I don't mind Mason Rudolph, but I like Fitzpatrick. I like him, but I feel Fitzpatrick, if Big Ben goes down, I could just picture that story of Big Ben got hurt and just Fitz taking the Steelers back to glory and all that. I just like the storyline behind it, but that's fantasy land. That's not going to happen. Overall, though, I'll say that the Dolphins are playing it wrong to an extent, in my opinion. But
I totally agree with that. The Dolphins are still in the playoff hunt. Yep. Like, that's... Why would you...
Fucking play the guy.
The Dolphins haven't... When's the last time the Dolphins were in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still playing?
Like, I don't remember it.
Me neither.
Before Tom Brady came the starter in New England.
Like, I think, like, Fitz got hosed. To be honest, he's like a modern-day Doug Flutie. He's just got a beard and he's a little tall.
He kind of is, eh? That's
like, not a bad comparison. I'd buy Fitz Magic Flakes.
Yeah.
I'd buy his jersey. Heck, I think people have bought his jersey, actually. That's,
you know what? We should start a movement, like a protest movement. Because, like, 100%, I've been adamant about this from the get-go, that Tua got started because he sells more jerseys, and since you can't put asses in the seats right now, you got to sell jerseys. That the Fitz Magic ones aren't flying off the shelf. That's what we should do. We should start this campaign to get the Fitz Magic jerseys being the number one seller.
There we go.
It's like the John Scott, you know what I mean? The John Scott to the All Star game.
Yeah.
I like that.
Fitz Magic, NFL MVP this season. Because
you the Pro Bowl, baby.
Should have been. No, I don't know if he would have been in line for that, but he was having a damn good season. But, fellas, we're inside Sports Center. Bar and Grill. We went back and forth a couple topics. We're a little bit tighter on time here tonight. This is Jamie Antonello, Justin Heichel, David McKay. We're going to take a break. We're going to muck down some wings here, sip on our drinks, our, of course, delicious pizza, as always, here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill. The Sioux's best sports bar, Jamie. Not one, not two, not three, not four, like our ad most likely have said. One of our lots of ads that we have with SportsCenter on our show. It said 4 years in a row. But guess what, Jamie? People may not know this, and I was going to say this at the beginning, but I figured I would save it before we went to commercial because I had two things I want to bring up before commercial. This was one. Congratulations to SportsCenter Bar and Grill as they've been named Sioux's best sports bar now. Justin, for how many years in a row?
I was trying to get my best wrestling voice ready to go, but it was going to be brutal. So just... Five-time champion of the West End.
Five-time champ. Okay, this is no joke. There's a reason why you're the champ five times, okay? There's a reason why five times in a row. Never mind just five times. Sports Center Bar and Grill. Congratulations to Frank Ligori, his whole partnership crew. And also, I'll be a little conceited. I'm going to say the Game Sports Show is part of that, too. I think we helped a bit. Hey, Frank? I'm just kidding. I'm just totally playing. But Sports Center Bar and Grill, Sioux's best sports bar, 5 years in a row. And the last thing I'll bring up before we go to commercial, fellas, just to remind everyone, as we were on the topic of the Dallas Cowboys, this 1 year ago today, and we're doing this recording on November the 4th. Some people may hear this on the 5th, 6th. Maybe you missed our show the day of because you're watching the election.
But 1 year ago today, there was an up-and-coming running back that absolutely went off. And this is as per Fox Sports, that quote, so I'm not going to take all that, all the credit for that. No offense to our broadcasting partners, of course, the ESPN, but took this off Twitter. This running back went off during the Cowboys and Giants Monday Night Football game. He had 3 rush attempts, and his name was Mr. Cuddles, if anyone wants to remember that. It's been 1 year ago today that the Black Cat was on television, and we were inside here at SportsCenter Bar and Grill watching that game. Not sure if you guys remember that.
Yeah, that cursed the Cowboys. Like, that ruined the back half of their season last year. And obviously, it still stands.
We're going to blame the cat on Dak's ankle exploding.
Yes, Mr. Cuddles is the reason why that the Cowboys are absolute trash. So Mr. Cuddles ran right into the end zone. He was doing great. And that was a time where fans were allowed in the seats. God, what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. And as I mentioned, we're inside the Sioux's Best Sports Bar 5 years in a row Sports Center. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have our pick'em here on In the Pocket. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Rob Shrimp from 44 Vision Hockey. 44 Vision Hockey is an online coaching platform for both boys and girls. The 44 Vision platform is a 360-degree immersive training model designed to help players achieve their goals. You can learn from the coaches who have all achieved from the highest levels in the game, all the way from NHL on the men's side to Olympic team members on the women's side. Check out our website at 44visionhockey.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Zachary Kelly. I'm a professional goaltender in the Washington Capitals organization. If you're a sports person, well, you need to download my new app. It's called Living Sisu, S-I-S-U. Everything about sports, from discounts to events to just learning new tips and tricks about sports. Download the app. Follow us on Instagram. We have the app just came out there on iOS and Android. Just want to say a big shout out to the guys at the Game Sports Show. Thanks a lot, and I really appreciate you guys, and we'll talk real soon.
The Game Sports Show and Game Entertainment Media want to give a quick stick tap to livingsisu.com. Sisu is a Finnish word for determination, tenacity, and resiliency. Livingsisu.com wants to activate your lifestyle by offering discounts and exclusive offers from your favorite sports brands. Sign up is free at livingsisu.com, where you will earn instant offers that will help you save on sports tools, products, supplements, and so much more. Be sure to check it all out at livingsisu.com.
You can follow the Game Sports Show on Facebook and Instagram at the Game Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Game Sports Show, David McKagan, into part 2 of our show here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill, or In the Pocket edition, where I've said it numerous times before commercial break last time, but I'll say it one more time in case you missed it. Sioux's Best Sports Bar 5 years in a row, and we're here on its famous 75-cent wing nights. Delicious wings. During the commercials, we chow down some wings quickly, and now we're back here, as I mentioned, for part 2, and we're getting into the pick'em. Just remind everyone what the pick'em is. This started over a couple years ago now. We choose and select who we think is going to win the games this week throughout all the games. Now, you can either critique us or you can trust us, especially if you're like Justin Heichel and you have a pro line ticket. Any kind of gambling or any kind of advice that you want in terms of picking games, this is where you want to refer your ears and turn up your volume, because myself, Jamie, and Justin are going to give it to you on the pick on the Game Sports Show In the Pocket, powered by Gem. Now, fellas, the pick'em, we did promise we're going to give everyone results. We had some sporadic kind of picks because Jamie's been absent. Me and Justin have been here. EJ's not a part of the pick'em. So we're going to get all of our picks rounded up, and by the next time that you will be on the show, we will have all the picks lined up for you to give you our record. Because going into the last time we had the record calculated, it was Jamie at 1, me at 2, Justin at 3, just a couple games back behind of each other, respectively. So it's a tight race. I know it. Due to last week, looking with the record, I think I might have hurt myself a little bit. So if you're looking at games to pick, maybe it's good to get Jamie's advice on the picks, because he's rested, he's fresh, and it's because he's Jamie Antonello, the coach, Jamie Antonello. Let's get into week 9, fellas. Packers 49ers. Okay, I'm excited for this game a little bit.
Are you?
I am, because you guys said it. The monster is going to be released this game for the Packers, and I'm going to make my pick. My pick. The Packers are going to win this football game. Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about this. I like Nick Mullins, but poor guy's going to get broken in half. Like, Packers are winning this one.
I'm very excited. That's why I'm pretty excited to see the absolute throbbing that's going to happen here. Justin, are you agreeing here or what?
Yeah, no, I'm taking the Packers. This is really a no-brainer until next week when I'm screaming about how the Packers screwed me over because they lost by 60 somehow.
So you're telling people to pick the 49ers if you want to get a good payout. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, if you got money to burn.
Yeah, literally burn.
I know I don't. Texans, Jags. This might be one. Actually, there's a couple toilet bowls this week potentially, but this is one of them. Texans, Jags. Justin.
I really think the Texans should take this handedly. I don't even know who the Jags are starting at quarterback. Minshew Mania hurt his thumb, I believe, and he's out indefinitely. So, mystery QB theater in the Jags room there.
Just kidding. Blake Bortles, I heard, is starting. Totally. Texans, I agree. Jamie.
Yeah, I'm not going to make this one exciting. I'm going with Houston as well.
Our choice. If Blake Bortles was starting, would you have went with the Jags?
I mean, he's the boat, baby. I got to. Ripping cigs and hucking touchdowns, man.
That must be the best interview of all time. Giants and Washington. Jamie.
do we have to pick a team? Like, we talked about how bad this division is.
I picked a tie last week. Didn't happen.
Did you actually?
I did pick a tie last week. I picked the Colts and Lions to tie last week.
I think you're a little wrong on that one there, pal.
I think so. This might be a tie.
I am going to go with the Giants for the simple reason that I want to see a four-win team make playoffs.
Justin.
I'm going to take Washington just because we have to pick different teams sometime, I guess.
This is literally just flip a coin. I don't even care about
that. Yeah. Picking names out of a hat here, essentially.
Yeah.
The Giants being a four-win team, that playoff division bullshit, if they go, whoever plays them is going to be licking their chops. If it's them, Eagles, whoever the hell it is. Ravens, Colts. I'm going to go first here on this one. And you know what? I'm not picking the Colts because I really dislike the Ravens. Not because of that. I'm picking the Colts because I actually truly think they're going to beat the Ravens this week. I truly do think that. Anyone can look at me and say that, hey, you're a Steeler fan picking against the Ravens. Nah. I saw the Ravens put up a good fight against the Steelers last week. Steelers came out on top, though. They say the better team finds ways to win, right? So that happened. Colts, I'm picking them this week for it. I have a little bit of a feeling. This is my game this week where I have my obnoxious kind of no reason pick, just kind of picking the underdog because I believe it's true that the Colts are underdogs in this football game, obviously. So I'm going with the underdog, cheering for Justin on this one as well. Justin, going to you.
Obviously taking the Colts on this one. I think they're the most untested of the 5-2 teams so far in the NFL. I think this is a pretty good test for them, but I really think it's a good test for the Ravens as well. I mean, the Colts last week threw to 12 different guys.
Yeah.
Like it's exhausting to watch the game sometimes and try to figure out what the hell is going on.
Give me a pain for them to plan this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting one, but I think the Colts win this one.
Jamie.
I think this is going to be a really good game. I think this is one that I hope that I get to watch at one. I'm going to go with Baltimore. Sorry, Just, but I just think they're going to – I think Lamar's just going to have a little bit of fire lit after – the chaos that was the division game. I still think this is gonna be a great game. I definitely think that Indy's defense is capable of shutting that running game down. I just kind of almost flip a coin here. Can take Baltimore.
Yeah, you want to keep it interesting, not do a clean sweep. We've already had a couple clean sweeps already to start off the pick 'em. So keeping it interesting. Lions, Vikings, fellas. I'll start with this one again. I'm gonna go with the Lions. I don't have a reason. I seriously don't. That's all I have. That's my expert opinion for you. I'm believing in the Lions to pull out a W on this one.
You know Stafford has COVID, right?
I know Stafford has COVID.
Okay.
I'm still picking the Lions. I feel like it's one of those games. I need to get those obnoxious picks. You know, they pay off, and I've had a couple of them already, and they didn't pay off. But Lions, I'm picking anyways just because I want to get some love from the Detroit fans extra, too, because I shit on the Lions a little bit. So do we sometimes on the show when we want them, like in particular with Scott and Butch, because they're avid fans, they're huge diehard fans. And I'll toss them a bone here. I'll give them a little bit of faith. There's going to be a little bit of miracle through the Lions this week. Justin.
Yeah, I think Dalvin Cook's going to abuse the Lions this week. I know if you're doing a DraftKings up this weekend or a FanDuel or whatever you do, I'd be Dalvin Cook before you pick anyone else. That's how that goes.
Jamie, I think I know where you're going.
Well, I mean, Stafford's out, man. Like, it's
believe there's some good stories out of subbing quarterbacks, you know?
Sure, until he dies. Field, and then the Vikings win by 50. Like, it's just, I think this is going to be the largest margin of victory all weekend.
Oh, you're giving it that?
Yeah, I really am.
Oh God, I hope I'm right because you guys might not live that down when it comes to you know.
I could if the Lions somehow manage to beat them because their backup plays lights out or something happens, Minnesota plays a bad game. I'll eat my words. Knowing I'll be able to think back and go, Stafford was out. They got 0% chance of winning this game. And I'm fine with that.
Oh, Christ. Now, Bears, Titans, Justin.
You know, this is kind of a toughie. Like, the Bears are painful to watch because they seem to beat themselves. They're just really good defensively, so they can hang around. Like, they're just Foles and his quarterback or his coach there, Matt Nagy, like, they just don't seem to be jiving. Something's not working there. The Titans had a bad beat last week, and I think they got to try to stay neck and neck with Indy in the division. So I'm going to take the Titans in this one.
Titans. Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans as well. I mean, the Bears took the Saints to OT last week, and it was kind of painful to watch it a lot of times. And I mean, we were still able to win with, like, no healthy wide receivers playing that game. And they knew that Alvin Kamara was the whole offense, and they still couldn't really do much. The Bears played pretty solid defense most of that game, except for within 2 minutes of each half. And it's just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to give up 200 yards and a touchdown, no problem. But, I'm going with the Titans. I think they're going to get over that bump last week and get a dub here against I think Chicago's due for a good wake-up call beatdown. I think
I you know what, both echoing exactly what you said, I have the Titans already written down as we were going, so clean sweep for the Titans, obvious reasons as you both alluded to. Panthers Chiefs, I'll start because I think you guys might be a bit more elaborate a bit more, or maybe you won't, because I think it's gonna be another clean sweep, but I'm gonna say the Chiefs. Justin.
I'm going with the Chiefs on this one. I mean, the Panthers have been entertaining, but they're not that good. Unless they get McCaffrey back miraculously this week, I don't really think they have much of a chance. So I'm going with the Chiefs.
Yeah. Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking the Chiefs as well. I hope McCaffrey's back because he's hurting both of my fantasy teams right now, not playing. But he's not enough to overcome Kansas City, man. They're still the elite of the AFC right now, so I got to go with the Chiefs.
Seahawks, Bills, Jamie.
Oof, here's a game.
Yeah.
I think the Bills are not going to win. I'm picking Seattle. But I think it has a possibility to be interesting. I mean, it's in Buffalo, so, and it's going to be cold probably, but we'll see. Who knows? I mean, it was like plus 15 when I walked out of my house at 9 o'clock, so. Who knows with this weather right now, but I think this could be an interesting game, or Buffalo could just be terrible and DK Metcalf could just Hulk out and kill somebody.
What a fucking beast that guy is. Oh,
he had a really, really good game.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Justin.
Yeah. The Bills are tricky this year. Like I think Seattle wins. I really do. I don't really I'm betting on Seattle. That's my honest opinion there. But the Bills seem to play up to the quality of whoever they're playing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Bills, it could be close. I don't think they win, but it could be close.
Oh, this is what it's going to really come down to, because I have Seattle as well. So it is a clean sweep with Seattle. However, I think it's going to come down as if Allen can outplay Russ. And to an extent, right? You got Lockett, you know, that like on the other side. I think maybe Russ has some good weapons. But, you know, Allen has some decent weapons too, right? So at the end of the day, I really think if Allen can outplay Russ, that's how he'll be successful, and it won't happen, right? And defense will be a huge part, imperative part to the football game. It isn't every game. That's an understatement. Anyone could say that and say, oh, the defense has to be strong. No shit. It has to be strong in any sport you play, even in hockey, baseball. Doesn't matter what sport it is. So the defense will have to be strong on both ends of the football. But having Allen outplay Russ, that's how the Bills win this football game, and it's not going to happen in my opinion.
No, Russ already had his three interception game a couple weeks ago against Arizona, and yeah, they still almost won. So you better believe he's the kind of guy. I don't think that's going to happen again this season. Let alone he's going to let Josh Allen outplay him.
No, not going to happen. But Josh has a very bright future. He's definitely having a good year overall.
I'm still on the fence about Josh Allen sometimes, man. Like, I think Buffalo likes him, and he's having a career season for sure for him. But I don't know. I don't know if I see it long term. I think it might get old in Buffalo in a year or two.
Maybe so. Broncos, Falcons. Fellas, I'm going to go to myself here first. I'm going to give a throw bone here to one of our co-hosts on the Game Sports Show. I'm Dane Hantro, of course, and I'm going to give a bone to the Falcons here. I don't got a reason. I feel like this is almost a little bit of a toss-up, sort of. I think maybe the Broncos would be more so a favorite of a choice. But I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one. Jamie.
I'm going to go Broncos. I think they might build off of that. We might get some Drew Lock swag coming out, like off of last week's win. But and Atlanta just, I mean, they suck. Like, they beat Carolina, that, and like all they got on offense is Teddy. And like, it's not impressive to me to beat Carolina right now. So I just don't know. Atlanta are favored right now, but I think Denver is going to somehow figure it out.
Atlanta is a favorite.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they're at home.
I read that. Oh, makes sense. I read that wrong. I thought the Broncos were a favorite. Thanks for that correction. Justin.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos in this one. It's Drew Lock last weekend looked like a, I don't want to say it, a poor man's Kirk Cousins, but like a vintage Kirk Cousins.
But just only like, for like 17 minutes.
Well, you know what? It was great for me. I had to start Drew Lock in fantasy last week. Oh, so yeah. Like it was Drew Lock or Sam Darnold is where I was at in fantasy last week. So
I mean, you chose correctly.
And I won that one. I will tell you that much. I switched over to that game and I was like, well, this is going better than expected, and I actually checked into my fantasy lineup.
Nice.
But, no, I'm taking the Broncos. I think it's going to be a kind of entertaining game, but I don't really – Atlanta sucks.
Yeah.
They suck so bad.
Hey, you know, there's always a time where they can have one good week. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut, fellas. Come on. Raiders, Chargers. I'll start with this one again quickly. I'm gonna choose the Carr and the Raiders in this game. Jamie,
this is a tough one. I mean, the Charger is basically a nil game right now, like based on odds. Unless like somebody that I'm not seeing is like out with COVID, that's a major thing. I think I'm gonna go with the Chargers. I think you still got young guys in that, like, well, I mean, I'm thinking more so Herbert and stuff. Eckler might be back too, so that could be a big boost. Like, yeah, I'm going to go with Chargers, but honestly, the flip of the coin here.
Justin.
Yeah, like, I'm with Jamie on the coin flip on this one. Like, I really like the Chargers because, like, Herbert's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I really like them to figure out this fourth quarter shit. You know, to see that they can hold on to a lead and kind of finish off a game, because their defense is a lot better than people give them credit for. But the Raiders are also decent too. I mean, I think it comes down to defense. The Chargers' defense is better, so the Chargers win the game.
Good call.
That's an expert analyst opinion right there. That's what 5 years of Game Sports Show experience provides you right there, eh, Justin?
That's like 5 years of wings every Wednesday. Gets you that kind of knowledge.
All you need.
Not only the two best sports bar, but they give you more IQ each bite on the wing. I like that. Dolphins, Cardinals. I'm going to go to Justin first.
Yeah, everybody knows what I'm going on this one. Taking the Cardinals.
Yeah, you are. And I'm picking the same boat, that just because of the better football team. Jamie.
Pull the brooms out, boys. Going with the Cards as well. Tua ain't getting another win this week.
Does Fitzpatrick get in half the game after Tua throws three picks in the first half? Bold prediction.
I don't know, man.
It's tricky because once they put Fitz in, I don't know that you can take him back out again.
But that's the thing, right? They did it with – they got Tua in the game when they were up 24-0 to get him some reps, and Fitz was jacked for him, and then they benched him, and then he crashed.
And then they fucked him over hard.
Like, honestly, like, if I'm – like, I don't – yeah, I honestly think they would let Tua throw 18 interceptions this week.
Just, I think Fitzpatrick would let Tua throw 18 interceptions.
Absolutely.
Wild. You know what? Honestly, the Cardinals, though, love to see how they're doing it. I'm a big fan of Fitzgerald, man. Like, you gotta, if you love football, you gotta love Larry Fitz, man. I say that. I think I've said that a couple times in the past few years, well, in the past few weeks, but. God, what I would do to see him in the black and yellow to retire, but it ain't going to happen. He's retiring a Cardinal. Steelers.
Did I send you guys that meme last weekend with Larry Fitz and Julio Jones shaking each other's hand? And it's like, hey, bro, how's your wasted career going? Oh, not bad, bro. How's yours?
No, you didn't send that, but that's classic.
That's fucking great. I saw it. I was like, that's perfect. I've never seen anything better on the internet today.
Those guys are cravings of championships, especially Larry Fitz. And, you know, he had one taken.
They both had one.
Yes.
They both been there and both played unbelievable.
And got fucked.
Julio Jones might have the best catch in a Super Bowl that nobody talks about.
That's a good point, too. I forgot about the 28-3. I don't know how I could forget about that. I think Julio lost worse, though. Julio lost worse than Fitz did to the Steelers earlier in his career. But speaking of the Steelers and overall, they play the Cowboys this week. This is going to be a clean sweep, my opinion. But I'm saying Steelers. How about you guys? Whoever wants to jump in first.
Cooper Rush, yes, you don't believe? Or Benny DiNucci? I was making this joke this week with a couple of guys that I coached with before. And like seeing that Benny DiNucci is the starting quarterback, I was like, didn't that guy, wasn't he like a backup guard for the St. Basil Saints in 2009? Like, that's exactly what I picture in my head when I'd say that name. like, just some little, just pasta bunny, just crushing meatballs and then showing up to practice late because his Nona forgot to pick him up from school or something.
That's Pat DeLuca, actually. Yeah. That
you're talking about. You're not wrong. The odds are 13.5 right now. Like, that's absurd. Is this like Clemson playing freaking like a MAC team right now? Like, it's insane. Picking the Steelers, obviously.
Justin.
Yeah, the Steelers win. If they don't go to NFL Europe and start it again.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if that was how their undefeated season went away?
Yeah, like that's... It would make sense this year because in 2020, that's honestly, what would happen.
Yeah. 100%.
Honestly, that'd be the curse of Avery Williamson is what they would start blaming it on, actually, bringing the Ofer over to Pittsburgh, but that won't happen. Saints, Bucks, big game this week. Very excited to watch this game in particular. I'll say first who I think is going to win. And, you know, people may be like, what the hell, Dave? But I went one way the first week. I'm going another way than this week. I'm saying the Buccaneers are beating the Saints this week. Jamie.
Well, I think people know where I'm going with this one.
Saints, I don't. I'm very interested.
Thanks, pal. Saints all the way here. I've already been told you guys will love this one. Dustin and I are watching a game together wherever. And I've been told if we lose, it's all my fault. So there you go.
Oh, that's that. You can't put that pressure on you. I can't put.
No, he can. It's fine.
He's going to.
Yeah.
And Dustin Grondin, listeners do not remember who he is, and some of our many new listeners, he is our casual and put a lot of emphasis on the casual analyst here on the Game Sports Show. He's actually one of the original founders of In the Pocket, believe it or not. I think everyone knows as he would be included in this In the Pocket segment if it was myself, Jamie, and Justin. There usually is a fourth person. He was the original fourth person. Then obviously Matt came on board. Now Matt is more on a casual level, in particular now with because of COVID, and he does a lot more local coverage anyhow. Now we have EJ who's jumped in on that front, but Dustin is an original founder of In the Pocket. That's what, if anyone does not know who Dustin Grondin is, you can search our about page, and he has that weird looking picture at the bottom along with all of us with our weird pictures. Now I'm going to go over to you, Justin, for your choice.
I mean, I guess if you hadn't had enough of two old men battling it out this week, there's another two old men battling it out on Sunday night.
I love that. I'm
taking Tampa.
That game
Monday night this week, I couldn't turn away. Like I couldn't understand how they weren't winning, and then I couldn't understand how they were winning. It was like a bad magic trick, and so I want to see how it plays out this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle of the pension, okay? These guys are with Breeze and Brady going at it, but the better old man's going to win. Just like hopefully, never mind, I won't jump into
it. Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, I'll hold that. Pats, Jets, and we're not talking Pat DeLuca, which... There's a friend of ours here on the show for listeners who don't know who Pat DeLuca is. He actually used to be on the show, too, 5 years ago. Fun fact. Just thought I'd throw that out there. We're talking about the New England Patriots, and they're playing the Jets. The Jets haven't won a fucking year, game all year. And the Pats, well,
they're 2-5.
Hey, it's fumbling their season away.
Listen, this is a shit Monday night game. This is a shit. This game should have been flexed. This game should have been moved. I don't know. Okay, this is going to be...
It's COVID, Dave. It's hard to do that now.
It's a joke. You should have moved up. I don't... Heck, even the Steelers-Cowboys might even be more entertaining football game than this. You know, I feel like this is a game that you could have moved up the Raiders and Chargers even. Someone else. Anyone rather than this game. But we got to pick who it is because it's the game. And I'm going to actually say screw it. I'm saying the Jets are winning their first football game this week, and they're going to beat the Patriots. There it is. Justin.
Whoa.
If the Jets win this, the NFL is rigged so the Patriots get Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how that's going.
Oh.
I'll tell you that for free. Like, Belichick this week. How did you think Cam played? Well, that's what you get for $1 million. Fuck, man. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was a pretty spicy one for a guy that never talks.
Honestly, though.
But, I don't know.
Come on. You know you want to bet against the Pats. You know you want to. You know you want
to. Patriots have to win this. But, like, shame on ESPN for taking advantage of us and this being the only live sport on Monday night, so we have to watch it.
That's true.
Hey, you know what? Hey, they're a good broadcasting partner. I'll take it.
Yeah, but like, come on. Jets and Patriots?
It's a gutty move.
Hey, you know, maybe people have plans Monday night. You can do something else now. This is the type of game you can watch on your phone or just keep the alerts on. Or, you know, if your girl wants to go out for a walk on the boardwalk or something, this is the night you might be going that night. Maybe not.
If your options were going to walk near a river or watch the Patriots and Jets, I think you should do neither and call a friend.
Yeah, honestly, like, I will come and get you and we'll go have beers if that's your scenario.
Yeah, it's just it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Care at the Game Sports Show. I'm going with the Patriots. I mean.
Oh, come on.
Dave, you've picked two nutcase picks so far this week. Like, oh.
Listen, hey, if you don't shoot or shoot, man. Shoot or shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, oh.
What if I go 2-0 on these bullshit picks, you know? Then
put
I
put a pro line in then, like.
Yeah, that's put a solid $2 on it and let's see how it shakes out.
Put the Cowboys on it too at that point, and then you'll win $1 million. Like, holy cow, man. Yeah. Like, the Pats are going to win this game. Like, the Jets are just a complete disaster. Cam Newton can't fumble again inside the 10-yard line with 30 seconds left.
Yeah,
you don't think he can, but, like, who can? He could. It's realistic, but I don't think he will. Also, I don't think they're going to even need to be in that scenario because the Jets are hot garbage.
Literally hot, steamy garbage, and I went with the garbage. I call this the garbage pick'em week because I went with a lot of garbage this week. And hopefully
Dave,
I take...
Dave's record is going to be like an NFC East team pretty soon here.
And I'm still going to make the playoffs. Nonetheless, fellas, that's been our pick'em. We've had her in the pocket. Any final thoughts to bring to the table?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's... good luck watching football this week. That's a pretty tough schedule to try to get excited about.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, Jamie, anything you want to bring up forward?
Yeah, I mean, Just isn't wrong. Like, this is some tough games, man. Like, and I mean, you got some COVID cases. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. I'm still waiting for it to feel like a real football season almost.
Yeah, you know what? It's certainly going by though quickly. Being already week 9, that's literally insane.
Yeah, we're flying. It feels a lot faster, mostly just because I haven't been coaching an entire high school season and I'm already like out of gas. I just go to work and then I go home and hang out with my girlfriend and watch football.
You get off work and it's friggin' pitch black already now.
Yeah, true. That didn't help.
Like, you get gas on the way home from work, you walk outside of the gas station, like, is it midnight? I don't know what time it is.
Sunday felt like the longest day on planet Earth. Like,
I think I took 3 naps.
I was up at, like, 5:30, and I was like, is it 10 a.m.? And I was like, I'm going back to bed. What the heck is happening?
Man, I slept before Sunday countdown. I had a coffee and a nap before Sunday countdown happened.
At like 9:30 in the morning, like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Okay. I am an old man now. Like, that's what happens. I can have 3 coffees and 3 naps throughout the day and be satisfied.
Dude, you'd be proud of that. That's a badge of honor. That is nothing to be ashamed of.
I had 1 coffee. I'll be up till next fucking Tuesday over here. My God. But fellas, it's been our Sports Center Bar and Grill, Sue's Best Sports Bar, 5 years in a row, are in the pocket. Edition of the Game Sports Show here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill. Dave McKeag. I was joined by Jamie Antonello, Justin Heichel. Jamie, going to you first. Thanks for coming on here tonight, my friend. I know I'll be seeing you in particular at our office and at my house, basically. But until next week, my friend, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Happy to be back. And I'll see you guys next week.
Definitely. Justin, I know that you and I have another show this week. Guess what's back after another few months hiatus? Our Northern Superior Brewing Company Hockey and Baseball Edition upload, which in particular, it's just mostly going to be hockey when it comes to Northern Superior Brewing Company, but we are going to be including baseball on that upload. We are recording that tomorrow, which will be released by the weekend as well. So people may be listening to this first, or maybe they have listened to that one first. Either way, they had a lot of options to listen to a lot of uploads this week, but you and I are going to be back at it with yourself, myself, and we do project that we have the crew with Dane and Alex on there as well. So hopefully everyone's able to come through with that because I'm looking forward to that segment.
Yeah, getting a lot of us this week, which isn't a bad thing if you like us.
Definitely. We get, and speaking of the Game Sports Show and just GEM overall, if you check out our website on the episodes tab, there is a lot of show editions you can check out. Hot Seat, our special edition segments. You can also check out the Coach's Corner, and that's the American side of the show, so there's no issues with wondering what the heck that is. Dave Watson in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, has a show called Coach's Corner, which is in our episodes tab that you can check out. There's also Butch on Sports with Butch Davis. Obviously, got our Sports Center show, our North Spirit Brewing Company show, and overall, just
great shows, in particular one with All Over the Map podcast with Ryan Phillips. There's so many shows that you can get tuned into. There's going to be more on this platform as we approach the GEM platform launch, as well as the rumor that the worst kept secret in town once that does get launched. But there's a lot of options to listen to all of the content that GEM and the Game Sports Show provides. Make sure you check out our special edition upload this week. That was with Nathan Parrott. It was absolutely hilarious, especially when he was talking about a shot called Tiger Jizz. Not too sure if I said that correctly, but yes, there's a shot called Tiger Jizz. And if you want to hear that story, just check out and listen to that entire upload. He gives credit to the Sioux, talks Barry Trotz, talks about getting shit on from coaches as a joke, I must say, as throwing the puck in the net, being a grinder, dropping the mitts, his stories in Russia with a suited man and Tiger Jizz. Just a lot of things going on in that upload, so make sure you check that out and keep an eye on all the uploads we had this week, in particular the one we had Monday with the ESPN 1400. This one, obviously, our upcoming ones this week with Hot Seat and our North Spirit Brewing Company show. So much to check out, so make sure you take the time to listen and keep yourself entertained. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe on all of our platforms. And until next time, Dave McKay here, sign off on behalf of Jamie Antonello, Justin Eichlin here inside Sports Center Bar and Grill, Sioux's best sports bar 5 years in a row. I'm here to remind you to keep your stick on the ice, swing your bat, catch your touchdowns, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Hoo-yah.